is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
I'm Connor Phillips, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a flipping nervous Connor Phillips. I genuinely am. I'm on tenterhooks here. It is Wales against the Republic of Ireland this evening. It's a winner takes all. It's a winner takes all in a group that has been very challenging, very tough for not only Wales, but also the Republic of Ireland as well. Good results, bad results, and everything in between. And I'm joined by former Liverpool midfielder and former Republic of Ireland midfielder, Ray Houghton. Ray, are you on the edge of your seat like me a bit at the moment?
No, I'm not. I'm actually quite calm at the moment, I've got to be honest with you. That's simply because I'm not playing. I mean, I think if I was in the starting 11 tonight, I'd be very nervous. I would have struggled to get to sleep in the afternoon, which the lads tried to do before an evening game. And all I would have been absolutely concentrating on is making sure I play well tonight. Make sure I play well tonight. Don't let yourself down. Don't let your family down. Don't let your teammates down. Don't let the nation down. So that's, I'm sure, what both sets of players will be going through at the moment with that all-important game only a few hours away.
Right, a few things and a few stories breaking over the last wee while. Shane Long has been ruled out for the Republic of Ireland. Now, anybody who doesn't, maybe not follows international football, you can't have not seen Shane Long's goal against Germany some months ago. It was one that really set the Republic of Ireland off to the last European Championships. He is a key figure for them, Ray, isn't he, despite the fact he hasn't been finding the net as frequently recently?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a massive player for Ireland. I'm absolutely shell-shocked. I just didn't see this coming at all. I think he would have played. He might have played him on the right-hand side of a three. I certainly think Daryl Murphy would have been the main striker with the goals that he got on Friday against Moldova. But there's no question that Shane would have had a part to play. And he took some stick recently for his misses and the fact that he hasn't scored for club or country for such a long time. But you know what? On Friday, at least he was in the areas to finish it off.
True. There was a few people who've been very tough on him, very harsh on him today. And I was watching that he had a miss the other day against Moldova, and people were calling it missing an open net. I watched it. It was an excellent challenge by the defender as well. So, you know, I think people have to be fair on Shane.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the problems you've got, though. When you've not scored for so long, you know, every time you get a chance and you don't take it, you know, people are on your back. But you know what? He's big enough and strong enough mentally to come through that. So I'm shocked that he's not fit enough to play tonight. So I think it's a huge loss. You know, if you think of our two main strikers throughout the campaign, this World Cup campaign we've been in has been John Walters and Shane Long, and neither one of them will be fit to play tonight. So Mark's got to find some tactics tonight and a formation tonight that's going to get Ireland over the line. And it's a winner takes all. We need to get to the 3 points tonight. Obviously, a draw is not good enough. So the boys know what is at stake. It's when you go for it. Do you go early and try to get a lead and put Wales under pressure? Do you sit back, try to soak it up and try to hit them on the counter-attack? This is where you have to get your tactics right tonight. And, you know, both the managers are very strong in that. I've listened to both of them, the team talks recently. They've been very positive indeed, the pair of them. I know there's a slight concern with Wales because they've been in Georgia and they're travelling. But Chris Coleman came out and said, look, don't make that an excuse. You know, we are well prepared for this game. You know, this is a sort of moment in your footballing career you want to be involved in. Big matches like tonight, they don't come around that often, but you have to be ready for it. And we've got a great result out in Georgia without Gareth Bale. And they'll have to do it again tonight. So, you know, they're more than capable. I think it's going to be a fascinating counter. I've got to be honest with you, I don't think it's going to be a great game. That's just my attitude on it. I just think because there's so much at stake that both sets of players won't play the natural game. They'll be worried about not making the mistake. You don't want to be the one that makes the mistake that leads to a goal that knocks you out of trying to qualify for the World Cup.
Who is a bigger miss, Gareth Bale from a Welsh perspective or Walters and Long from an Irish perspective?
Well, I mean, it's a toss of the coin in many respects.
Oh, and Coleman. I have to throw Coleman into that mix as well. Seamus,
yeah,
Coleman.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, but I'm sure there's one or two of the Welsh players that are not there either. But, you know, what you've got to see is coming into this game, the best form's been shown by Wales. They've won the last three games. They've not conceded a goal. You know, they beat Austria, they beat Moldova away, they beat Georgia away. So they're actually coming into this game on the back of some good performances. With Ireland, it's been a little bit different. Our form's been patchy. You know, we've had one draw, one defeat and a victory against Moldova. That's our form coming into this game. But, you know, it's going to be one of them matches tonight. Great crowd, great noise. It's just who can handle the pressure, whose nerves can last throughout the 90 minutes. And also from the manager's point of view, one, getting your team selection right, and also there'll be substitutions during the game that can really affect the match, and you have to get them right as well.
I think it could be won or lost depending on the little bit of spark and creativity. Obviously, Wales have someone like Ramsey there. He can be that spark. Do you think Martin O'Neill is going to give someone like Wes Hoolihan the chance to do it again this evening, let him off the reins?
I've got to be honest with you. I've tried to second-guess Martin quite a few times when it comes to team selection. I'm awful at it. And he just makes surprises, doesn't he? He just makes team selections and you think, oh, didn't quite see that happening. So I'm sure he's got his players well prepared. He'll have got his formation in his mind, what he wants to play. He'll obviously be really disappointed that Shane Long's out. Even if he wasn't going to start coming on as a substitute, you know, he's got great energy about him. He gets into good positions, and at some stage he's going to put the ball in the back of the net, but that's missing for him tonight. So he might change it tactically. He might go in extra midfielder. They've got two players coming back from suspension, Robbie Brady and James McLean. Both of them are big players for Ireland. McLean scored plenty of goals in the qualifiers, so I expect him to go straight in. But O'Dowda done well on Friday night, you know, so that's another area that the manager can look and say, you know what, if I have to bring him on, I haven't got any fear about it. You know, he's more than capable of coming on and making an impact.
Yeah, he's a good player. I like O'Dowda. I love watching him play. He's a really expressive sort of footballer. But listen, out in the wings, it now means Robbie Brady's back. It now means James McLean's back, both having served their suspensions. Do you think he could go 4-4-2? I was having this discussion with a former international colleague of yours last evening. I was talking to Kevin Kilbane, and we were talking about the fact that it would suit to go 4-4-2. It probably won't happen, but many Republic of Ireland fans would love to see it.
Well, yeah, well, I think when you try to win a game, that is your best option. You need goals. You then get two strikers out there that can get themselves inside that 18-yard box and finish off the moves. But I think early on, it's going to be a bit cat and mouse because, you know, Ireland have scored some early goals and then not seen the game out. I mean, Georgia away scored quite early and got pegged back, and we've done it in other matches. I mean, we scored early on Friday against Moldova, went 2-0 up, and then at half-time, I don't know what happened, but the second half, we were a totally different side, sat back and encouraged Moldova to come on to us. And, you know, they had a few, you know, opportunities they didn't do their best work with. They don't want to do that in Wales. Wales have got some good players. You know, you mentioned Ramsey. You got Joe Allen. You'll have Vokes, or you'll have Al Robson-Kanu up front. And these boys are on form at the moment. You know, they're scoring goals. Their confidence is high. I've talked about the last three games where they've had three victories. Defensively, they've had three clean sheets. So they're coming into this game with a load of confidence, load of belief. But it is a one-off game. You know, then that's when the nerves play the part. And it's who handles the nerves best. Well, eventually going to win it.
Home advantage is going to be huge for Wales, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, I was interested because a lot of people were suggesting that maybe Wales should have played the game at the Millennium Stadium where there had more fans. But I think they made the choice before a ball was kicked that they were going to play at Cardiff City Stadium. So they have to stick there. You can't change, you know, throughout the campaign. That's where they said they were going to play. There won't be as many fans at the game as they probably could have got. I believe I've heard today that there's 5,000 Irish fans in Cardiff without tickets.
Yeah.
So, there were so many that wanted them, and unfortunately, there just wasn't enough to go around, but they want to be there. They want to be a part of it. They want to be in and around the stadium. They want to soak up the atmosphere. And I can fully understand that because it's a special night. Chris Coleman really came out with a beautiful statement saying, you know, this is a game not to be fearful of. This is one that you should go out and embrace. Why? Because, as I said, this is a time in your career you want to be a professional footballer for nights like tonight. And you should really feel privileged and honoured to be there. You know, the ones that are playing are the lucky ones. Why? Because they can do something about it. They can make history. You know, and that's what's on offer for them tonight.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Conor Phillips, joined by former Liverpool and Republic of Ireland midfielder Ray Houghton on the show. Right, Ray, where's the winning or losing of this?
Well, I do feel that with Wales, it'd be interesting because they probably needed a win as well. You know, I don't think a draw is going to be enough for them. They'll end up being 18 points. And I don't want to go through the scenarios, what could and couldn't happen. You need a degree in maths for that. And I've not quite got that at the moment. So I'm not going to go down that line. So I think both teams know you need a win. So at some stage in the match, it's going to change. The dynamic of the game is going to change where they're going to be going for it. Someone's got to go for it. And I think both of them have got players that can affect the game. I think set plays are going to be huge tonight. I've seen Wales against Moldova when they went over there and won a few weeks ago, and they didn't really defend the set plays that well. You know, they're not the tallest team, and I think certainly with Clark, if he plays, Duffy, if he plays, and Murphy, you know, with them boys going into that 18-yard box when free kicks are coming in or corners coming in, particularly with someone like Robbie Brady, technically very good, can put it into a good area. That could be a key part of the game tonight. Whoever, you know, deals with that the best, whether they're attacking or defending, that's where the game could be won and lost tonight. But I've got to tell you, Connor, what I'd love to see tonight, I'd love to see a piece of magic win the game. My worry is a mistake, because that player will have to live with that. And that's why I said about the importance. If you're the player that makes the mistake, you'll never forget it, and you'll always be reminded of it. You know, wherever you go, people will come up to you and say, you're the player that made that mistake that ultimately cost us a chance to get to the World Cup. And that's tough. It's really tough. So tonight, I'd love to see someone going out there and producing a piece of magic. And obviously, playing for the Republic. I hope it's a Republic of Ireland player. But, you know, that's what my hopes are for tonight.
Yes, that lack of ticketing action is the reason I'm here today, sitting in this very seat and not down at the game. It's going to be amazing. I've been speaking to a few friends of mine who are down there today, and I say it is green. It is epic. So, to our Welsh fans who are just over the hills, I can literally see Wales from where I am at the moment. we wish you well, but not that well. Call it for me, Ray.
Well, listen, I can't go against the Republic, can I? Of course, I'm not going to go against them. But I think it's going to be a tough game tonight. And I can see it being a one-goal advantage. And I'm going to go for Ireland. But Wales have got a good side, and they're going to, as I say, with a lot of confidence. It's going to be a great game. And a great game in the sense that it's going to be like these two, you know, teams that have been going to have to go at it at some stage. It's going to be fascinating to watch. I said, I don't know how good the football is going to be. I'd love it to be a really open, exciting game. I don't think it's going to be that way. But there's so much at stake, so much pride at stake as well. I mean, Wales haven't been to a World Cup final since 1958. And it'll be 60 years next year. For the Republic of Ireland, 2002, it'll be 16 years next year. Too long. It's too long for these countries. They need to be there on a more regular basis. And that's what's on offer, an opportunity maybe to go straight through or go into a playoff to get to the World Cup. And I've got to tell you, Connor, it gets no bigger playing football than playing in the World Cup. It is the biggest competition in the world.
What's it like?
It is the best feeling ever. I can't describe it. It's better than anything, you know, domestically. Of course, you play for your club and there's pride and you win your league and you play in the FA Cup or you play in the Champions League final and you win it or whatever it may be. But to represent your country at the World Cup is the pinnacle of your footballing career.
Amazing. Ray, it's great to talk to you. I am hoping, I say this to you every time you're on, I am hoping we have a giant stadium moment tonight as well. I'm hoping somebody takes the ball down on their chest and whiffs it with the left foot, lobs the goalkeeper, and I hope they're wearing green this evening. And I do not apologise for my bias in any way, shape or form. Ray, listen, enjoy the game this evening. As
yeah,
always,
thank you
for being
all
brilliant.
Right,
that all is right. The excellent Ray Houghton, former Republic of Ireland international, former Liverpool midfielder as well, setting the tone beautifully for Ireland taking on Wales tonight.
This is Full Time Radio City Talk.